I'm Erin Blanding today, speaking with Dr. Christine Folch for People Science, and she's a cultural anthropologist at Duke University. And we're going to be talking about her research and these interesting times we're living in. So thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Erin. I'm really excited to be part of this conversation.
Awesome. So I was wondering to get started if you could tell me about your research and your field and, what impact you hope it has on your field.
Yeah, great. Well, okay, so I'm a cultural anthropologist, which means I study how people live their lives and how they make decisions. But that's like a really broad description of what the discipline is, so I want to focus my comments a little bit more. I work on energy, natural resources, and food in Latin America, mostly Latin America. And so I got into that. I got into what I research because I've always been interested in issues of social justice and poverty alleviation and underdevelopment. And I've always cared about Latin America, in part because my family is from there. My mother is from Cuba and my father is from the Dominican Republic. So most of my family is immigrants, and quite connected to the Caribbean. And I knew that I wanted my life to be about working on issues of social justice and poverty alleviation and meaningful, sustainable economic development in Latin America. But the thing about these issues is that if the solution to these questions were easy or obvious, they would have been solved already. So I went to grad school to study how politics, economics, and justice all come together in Latin America. That was the road in. And I, this is a podcast that's about people's science. And so I want to highlight that my way into the science was not through thinking about the science first, but instead thinking about social issues that captured my imagination. And so, to be a little bit more specific about what I work on, so my first book is about renewable energy in Latin America. Latin America is well known in the US for being oil or natural gas exporters, but actually, inside of Latin America, people predominantly rely upon renewable energy for electricity. And so I got really interested in how energy extraction and energy production for the continent itself works. And so my first book is about that. My next book, which I'm working on right now, is about yerba mate. Yerba mate is a caffeinated beverage that's really popular in Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, southern Brazil, and all over the Middle East. So it's an agricultural commodity crop. And so you can see that my interests have to do with something about politics, economics in a very particular place and how that intersects with nature. And I think the last part of your question is what impact do I hope my research has on the field? Well, I think what I would say is that I am really lucky. I've gotten to turn my interests into my job. And so I think the thing I would really hope is to open up conversations about how politics and economics works and how that intersects with the kinds of things I'm studying, like energy or natural resources or food. And yeah, I think that that's a fun conversation to have.
Awesome. That sounds really interesting. I've never really thought about that. So it's really cool to hear you talk about it. And so I'm wondering, we're living in some very interesting times. And I'm wondering what impact have COVID-19 and possibly the Black Lives Matter movement had on your research?
Yeah, well, so one of the things that's important about COVID-19 is that, so COVID-19 in some ways is like super new. In fact, that's the problem, right? What do they say? We're immunologically naive to it because we've never gotten it. And so it sort of goes over the planet, and it has, even if it has a relatively low case fatality rate, when you have a case fatality rate over the entire world population at the same time, that can have a real toll. But in Paraguay, where I predominantly work, and in South America more general, what the pandemic has done is it has revealed underlying inequality.
Rather than, so part of what it does is it doesn't reveal something new. It reveals what's there already. And the thing to know is that Latin America is not poor. It's not poor. It's the most unequal part of the world, but it's not the poorest part of the world. And the country that I predominantly work in, Paraguay, may be actually the most unequal country in Latin America. I'm working with a research team of really brilliant undergraduates who are working on creative ideas for how Paraguay can build equitable, sustainable development options to help it transition out of the COVID-19 crisis. So that's where I see the pandemic having an impact on my research. Now, in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement, I think one of the things that's been really interesting to me is to see how Black Lives Matter has captured the imagination of people across the planet. So on July 4th in Paraguay, so Paraguay is a landlocked country in the middle of South America. It's a country that has no tourist traps because it's off the beaten path for so many people. But so, you know, we're not really sure who did it, but some people on July 4th in Paraguay renamed the streets in downtown Asunción. They renamed the streets that were named after the United States or, you know, states in the U.S. They renamed them the names of people like Angela Davis or Black Lives Matter Street. They put up like either graffiti or they changed the street signs to emphasize, I think maybe Frederick Douglass was one of them. I mean, so it has captured the imagination of people across the world.
That's really cool. That is really amazing to hear how, you know, what's happening here in the U.S. impacting people all over. This has been Erin Blanding speaking with Dr. Christine Fulch for People Science, and thank you so much for tuning in.